Almost Telepathy by Lynn Pattison. In tree, drink rhymes with osmosis, sunlight with oxygen. The usual rhythm of things in tree is more often trochaic tetrameter than iambic pentameter, the pumping system being entirely different from the human heart. There are many terms for up and down, 17 degrees of wet or dry. The most common message is more, sugar, light, water, nitrogen. When signals from a tree fade and falter, the others reach out. That, in tree, sounds like love.
I'm speaking with Linda Zuska and Anna Ill about this exciting new project coming up in November, and it's called Photosynthesis. Linda, as the organizer of this project, let's start with you. If you can tell us a little bit about what photosynthesis is and how that inspired you to create this project.
Okay, photosynthesis, in a nutshell, virtually is all organic matter on the planet has been produced by cells that convert energy from the sun into energy containing macromolecules. This process is what's known as photosynthesis, and it is essential to our planet's global carbon system and essential to all life on the planet.
And that's something we need to be thinking about more and more, because hopefully people are paying attention in the news. Our planet is in trouble.
It is. It is in trouble. And my artwork as an artist has always revolved around nature. A couple of years ago, I believe it was in 2017, I was listening to a podcast on Being with Krista Tippett, and she was interviewing Dr. Robin Wall Kimmerer about one of her books, Braiding Sweetgrass. And one of the things that Dr. Kimmerer was talking about was photosynthesis, and she actually claimed that she had photosynthesis envy, which I thought was really interesting. And then, of course, I bought her book and I read it. And that pretty much started my research into photosynthesis. And I saw that it really aligned with the artwork that I was doing. And I continued with the research and decided that I was going to create a body of work based on photosynthesis. And then I realized that it was just way, way too big of something for me to do by myself. So I started inviting other artists and writers into the project and see what developed.
And let's talk with you, Anna. What is your role in this project, and how do you see photosynthesis?
Well, I remember from my school days learning about photosynthesis and the magic of the plants transforming carbon dioxide into oxygen for us. And of course, I wanted to know a little bit more about it. And I, too, have done quite a bit of research in looking at it and seeing how it's going to influence the work that I'm going to be putting into the project. And we have a number of people in the project, which also makes it quite exciting because there's a lot of cross-pollination of ideas. So the process of photosynthesis has become quite a process for the group of artists. And my own work is sculpture, ceramic sculpture, and the subject that I always engage in is steeped in mythology, animals and humans in interacting and so forth. So it's been a pretty natural journey for me to blend the concept of photosynthesis into that.
Well, I certainly think of both of you and your artwork as having a very close connection to nature. I think of trees when I think of you, Linda, and Anna, when I think of you, I think of the earth. The ceramics is so primal. So how many artists are in this, and how did you go about finding them?
I think originally it was a process of them finding me and me finding them. Since I retired from KVCC in 2016, I've had a chance, an opportunity to work with more artists and get to know more artists in Southwest Michigan. And of course, when people look at your work and I see their work, We start making connections with one another, and you start feeling that you have some things in common. So it started out inviting people that I felt that I was connected to, and then actually we had two other people seek us out, and as a group, the people that were in photosynthesis at the time looked at their work, and they wrote a little proposal and gave us a proposal, and then we, you know, we would vote on them. And we voted them in. So there are 16 artists currently, and artists and writers currently, and 15 of them will be in the exhibition in November.
And it's really more than an exhibition, isn't it? There's also readings, possibly a book?
Well, yes, they were, you know, we'll incorporate poetry into the exhibition. Hopefully, we are looking at scheduling readings. And essentially, photosynthesis is going to be kind of an ongoing process. I see that this is going to be something that may last another decade or so, depending upon.
Wow.
Yeah. And we're looking at putting a book together for this exhibition. Probably, you know, then we're looking at what we're going to move into for Photosynthesis 2020. And so our next exhibition would be something that would be different than the one that we're having now. And they hopefully they will be a book. I'm planning a book for each exhibition.
Reminds me of the Alchemy Project.
Yes.
Was that an inspiration?
Yes, it definitely was an inspiration. That was co-directed by Sydney Peters and Elizabeth Kerlikowski, and I was involved in that project. And I worked very closely with Elizabeth and Sydney on the book that was developed for that. And it was a big inspiration. Anna, you were involved in that as well. So, yes, definitely.
Anna, talk about this process for you as an artist. How did it begin? I understand there are workshops and some kind of meetings of all these creative minds from time to time.
Yes, we meet roughly once a month, and there have been a series of workshops that the artists themselves invite and lead. Mm-hmm. So we've had some digital photography work. We've had some printmaking. We had a workshop with Joe Smiegel, who did a cyanotype workshop with us, utilizing the light of the sun for creating art. And we also work with literature. You know, there are numbers of books that are out there right now around what plants know and how plants exist together, and also how they're more than just landscaping or food or objects, that we actually, you know, what is our engagement with them?
Yeah.
And so there are a lot of thinkers out there right now that are encouraging people to be engaged with the vegetal world in a more personal way. Mm-hmm. You know, similar to indigenous peoples, that the way that indigenous peoples naturally move into that kind of world. We in the Western world have kind of divorced ourselves from looking at the vegetal world as sentient.
You mentioned landscaping. I think too many people have started to think of plants and trees and flowers as just something pretty to look at, but it's necessary for life. Not that that's quite photosynthesis, but I've read about trees and how they communicate with each other, that we're finding out that they're a family. They're networking with each other. They help each other survive. There's a whole connection with nature that I think we've taken greatly for granted at our own peril.
Well, one of the things that's been kind of interesting is that I think when you have a topic like this that mm-hmm. is interesting to the public, I mean, these books, the Hidden Life of Trees, The Songs of Trees, The
Right.
Overstory, I mean, these are all books that I think that we have in common with most of the population.
Yeah.
But I think that oftentimes when something is popular, there begins to be like misinformation and a more anemic perspective on these things emerges. And so I think having a project like photosynthesis gives us the ability to stay serious and passionate and alive and researching and listening for facts as well as passionate wonderings and so forth. As an artist, you're always researching. You're always taking a look at, okay, what's behind this particular piece of work? How can I deepen it for myself, and what does it require? And I think that when you have a whole group of people like this working across a variety of mediums, then, you know, you've really got a lot of resources that are very rich, and so anemia will not be a possibility.
I'm sure. I've looked at this list of names of artists and writers involved, and it's quite impressive. Any challenges, surprises that have come along in the process of putting this project together, that anything surprise you or excite you especially?
Well, it's exciting, and the surprises have been the wonderful things and the energy that we see at these meetings. You know, sometimes when you have a meetings, you know, maybe not everybody shows up, and it's always hard to find enough chairs for everybody to sit down at these meetings, you know, and we bring cookies and, you know, beverages and stuff, and we sit and we chat, and, you know, maybe we think the meeting's going to last an hour and a half, and it lasts 2 hours or 2 hours and a half, you know, and some of the things I've asked each one of the people involved to write a little ideology of what, you know, what they're thinking and everything. So we've got a lot of variations, you know, like the metaphorical beauty of nature, symbiotic relationships that humans share with the planet, the juxtaposition of the strength and fragility of nature. We also have a scientific approach. We have one of our artists, Joe Smiegel, who Anna mentioned before. He has a background in geology, and he informed us, and I didn't know this, and I don't think any of the other people involved, that 2.4 billion years ago, there was a mass extinction on our planet, and it came about because of photosynthesis started on the Earth. There was life on the Earth before that, and the scientists call it the oxygen catastrophe.
That's actually new to me, too. That's fascinating.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting. And his project is based on remnants of that catastrophe that's in our own upper peninsula, in the rocks in our upper peninsula. And that just found that very interesting. So we've got, you know, definitely, you know, photosynthesis is based on science. We all know that. But there's a lot of different ways of viewing it and looking at it.
You know what I would love to see at the end of this project? Pass
what?
Out seedlings for trees.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. There's my contribution.
I like that very much.
Yeah, that everybody there plants a tree or something.
Yes.
And that it's native. I think there's an importance to that, too. I try to do that at home in my yard. You know, if I'm planting something, make sure it's native to the area.
Uh-huh. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. And when is that first exhibit? I understand that's November 1st.
November 1st, yep, at the galleries of the Center for New Media and Kalamazoo Valley Community College's Arcadia Commons campus. The address is 100 East Michigan, but it's right across the street from the Radisson Plaza Hotel.
Any admission charge for that, or people can just wander in and enjoy?
They can just wander in. And the opening reception is Art Hop Night. Ah. And it will be in the Center for New Media galleries for approximately a month.
And that's just the first of many events.
First of many, yes. That's the concept.
Yeah. Well, that's really exciting. I love the blend of science and art. Why not?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yeah, thank you, Cinta.
Let's go plant.
Okay.